up, guys and girls? Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome.
That was a lot of welcomes.
To the Rock Hippie Adventures podcast. It is the adventure podcast without all the adventures.
No, we have adventures, babe.
It's the adventure podcast you didn't know you needed to listen to, and you probably still don't, but it's okay.
Oh, my word, babe.
So welcome, guys and girls. I'm Keith.
I'm Mel.
And if you don't know who we are, shame on you. You should, well, maybe, no, thank you if you don't know who you are. If who
yes,
we
thank
are.
You. Welcome again, number four.
Shut up. If you don't know who we are, we're happy because this is the first time you're listening to us, unless you're just forgetful or you had amnesia, which that's not cool, but we're glad you're here anyways.
Yes, we are. Whatever. We're happy to see y'all. Hear y'all? I don't know. What do we do in a podcast, people?
See you.
We're happy to see you.
I want to be anti-establishment and cultural when I say you can't see us, but we can't see you.
That's creepy, babe. It's like that little picture. You remember that meme that's been going around of our governor with the little mask on looking at people's windows at Thanksgiving?
Oh I'm watching favorite. You.
Little baby Cooper.
I'm watching you.
Looking in the window.
Hey, guys and girls, I'm watching you. I'm watching you. Are you being safe at Thanksgiving?
Wear your mask.
Wear your mask when you eat your turkey. We're going to show up at your house and give you a fine for not wearing your mask with your family.
Well, technically, that now starts on Friday, so you can have at it on Thursday.
That's the only reason. They know Thanksgiving is going to be fucked, they're like,
we don't have enough manpower to give fines out.
Great. So anyways, welcome to the show. We have been doing whatever.
We've been adventuring.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're our adventure podcast. We never talk about adventuring, but we went adventuring.
We're back at it.
Yeah, we're back at it. We're going to actually be... kicking off our outdoor section, the trails.
I'm really excited about this, honestly. Yeah. I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, so we're kicking off our trails coming soon. We're not going to give too much of it away tonight as far as, you know, what we encountered and things like that, except for the blunder that I had. But we do want you to be paying attention. We're hoping next week, if I can get my shit together and get it all produced and published and out, we'll have our first YouTube video of the trail series. We are going to be... really, have you ever tried to start a sentence and you was getting ready to use a word?
Yeah.
And the word you were getting ready to use did not make sense in or the order of the sentence, so you needed to stop. Like,
Oh my God, can you please say it now? Because now I want to know.
So we're gonna put forward a lot of effort into covering state parks. We're starting in North Carolina.
Yeah, because COVID has kind of, cut off our legs a little bit, so to speak, as far as going to places. And it's way easier for us.
I think we had a lot of stuff. We were doing fine. We came back from Texas. We had done some trails. We were doing trails in the Greensboro area. We really didn't know what we were going to do. You were blogging about the trails. Yeah. We were doing trail reviews via blog, but...
we needed more focus, I think, is what we needed.
Well, I think we needed to figure out what we wanted to do, but we were doing trails, and then we got caught up with work and everything else. And then the fall came. We were like, well, we'll just wait till the spring.
Yeah.
To go out, but then we realized going to Hanging Rock, that's the park we went to this weekend,
was awesome.
We realized that you get a different viewpoint of the park when it's fall and the leaves are gone, or winter, than the spring. So what I thought we would do, you know, and I told Mel as we were walking, I was like, you know, we can do two different videos or two different times.
The look is totally different.
Yeah. So
I went with friends in August, and you and I went just this past weekend, and there's one particular spot where I was like, holy shit, you can actually see the Hanging Rock right here, where in the summertime it's completely covered by trees. You can't even see it. So you do get a different look at the trails, and I think there's a lot of cool things that you can appreciate when the leaves aren't there.
I think there's a lot of opportunity in visiting the park twice, at least twice.
Yeah. I think so, too. It was your first time there, so that was awesome for you to kind of take all
I've
that
I've been
in.
Meaning to go for over a year now since I moved up to this area because it's close.
And you waited and did it with me.
Yes, I waited and I waited to go with you.
I knew
before I ever met you, I need to wait because...
there's going to be this amazing woman, and I'm going to marry her ass, and her and I are going to go to Hanging Rock. That's what you thought.
That's exactly what
that's
I thought.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
Oh, look, it came true, babe.
Yep. It came true.
Yeah, but we had a great time.
Yep, we had a good time. We did a couple trails, so it'll be the first couple. Like I said, please.
We're trying to keep the hikes around 5 miles.
Yeah, we won't do more than 5 miles on the hikes, but we're going to, if we do, it's going to be known, but we're going to put out some stuff. Hopefully, it'll look good. If not, let us know. It looks like shit. But in the adventures category for the week, I was doing my thing, man. I was
okay. So I'm always more cautious when we go hiking. I'm the cautious one. He's climbing on trees. He's climbing over rocks. He'll take running leaps. He's much more
spry.
Oh yeah, well, that's the word we'll use. He throws caution in the wind, and I'm like, don't do that. I'm like the mama, like, don't get off that rock. Get down. Why are you up there? That's me the whole time. It just makes me nervous because you think you're still 25 and you're really 45.
It doesn't matter how old 26. I am.
I know, but stuff hurts worse when we're 46.
No, it doesn't. It hurts the same.
Oh.
It literally hurts the same. Like, when I fell at 26, feels just like me falling at 46. I do admit that I got a little more weight now.
Yeah, you're not more fragile.
No, I am not more fragile. I'm not French.
No, must be French.
But no, I mean, it's okay. I was never flexible, so we can't even go there.
Yeah. I mean, luckily you didn't hurt yourself, honestly, because it could have been way worse. Your pride was more hurt. No, I'm just kidding.
No, my pride wasn't hurt at all.
You just looked at me. I was waiting for you to throw your hands up and get me to give you a score of a 10 on that damn shit.
I was just upset you stopped recording.
I know. So I recorded right before he busted his ass and I stopped. Now he's told me I'm never supposed to, anytime he's doing something stupid, just keep recording.
Yeah, you never stop recording. You never
I didn't know you were going to do something that stupid.
Well, it wasn't really stupid. It was just a mishap.
Yeah, slippery mishap.
Yeah, that was. Whoop. But yeah, I took a tumble about, I went down 4 feet and another 4 feet.
And he's 20 feet up from me. So keep in mind, I'm watching this all happen. It's freaking me out.
I did catch a break and not fall the other like 12 to 10 feet down the waterfall to, I don't know what was below me. But yeah, I scratched myself up pretty well. There were some good cuts and
that really, honestly, bruises. In all honesty, though, that could have been way worse.
No, it could.
I'm lucky the reason, that's all that you came away
it's
with.
It's the reason they have signs, warning signs saying
they're
serious
everywhere.
Injuries and death can occur because of people
everywhere.
Like me.
And we were joking about it, too. We're like, oh, that's cool. They have those signs because people do stupid shit. And then later on, stupid shit.
All right, so.
But he got some really cool pictures.
No, I got some great shots out there, and hopefully you'll be able to see it on the upcoming YouTube video series, The Trails at North Carolina State Parks.
Yeah, I'm excited about it, though. I really am. I like that we get to visit places in North Carolina, too, because there's a lot of them we have never been to.
So we're going to be visiting all the parks in North Carolina. We're going to start that. There's a few local to us that we'll probably do. There's a few that are not local that we'll figure out how to hit, but we're going to hit them. And then we'll probably move on to the national parks because there's a few national parks in North Carolina that we can probably hit.
Yeah, we'll hit North Carolina pretty hard for a while.
Yeah.
So and we can...
We'll move into South Carolina, Virginia, but whenever we travel somewhere, we'll try to make stops at other parks that
course.
Are close.
Yeah. But we're making a conscious effort of hitting the
ones here. This is definitely going to be our shtick for a while. So why don't you check it out with us? And I had a big fall, like Humpty Dumpty fell, but guess what? My ass didn't crack.
It already had a crack in it. It was already broke, babe.
Stupid.
It's like a dad joke, right? Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Silly ass.
Yep, and that's our segment called... That's right.
What went wrong? Yeah, it did.
Thank you.
At least one of us only does it at a time, though. I did bonk my head a half dozen times on tree
branches.
That's
normal. That's like...
That's every time.
It's not a trail hike God. Unless you wreck your head on a limb because your hat's pulled down like you...
Straight gangster, babe.
Yeah, oh, my God. Yeah,
I do. I wear my hat super low.
I mean, yeah, but it's like you have the redneck curve to it as well.
Oh, yeah.
You got the trucker
killing
hat.
It.
So you have blonde. You're literally a horse with blinders walking
through
the woods.
And then
it's
the
like it's a warning
is,
you don't kill yourself.
I nailed my head on the exact branch. I nailed my head on one with my friends. You would think at some point you'd remember that shit. But I'm like, oh,
you hit your head so hard.
People were all standing there too, and they watched me do it.
That was fucking. That was funny. Fucking funny.
It was. And then I was like, oh, I did it again.
Yep.
Oops, like, oh. I did take a picture of it though, so I can put it in our video. Yeah. Watch ahead.
Aren't. So we're gonna do if you didn't know, we're doing our special segment this afternoon or this evening or morning.
Whenever you're listening to this.
Whatever the hell this
whatever
is.
Whatever time of day it is for you.
So we are doing a Rocks Giving show after the Rocket or Block It segment this afternoon. Or I keep saying this afternoon. I don't know why the hell I'm saying this afternoon. But anyways.
I don't know.
Rocks Giving. So we're going to, everybody
Yeah, everybody gives thanks to, like, you know, friends and family, showing gratitude towards, you know, things that you have in your life, health and all of those things, which we are obviously very thankful for as well. But I thought, given that we are a music loving podcast, then we would give a little bit of thanks to bands and or give some shout outs to songs that somehow or another we want to give thanks to. Thanks for making music great.
So it's our music Thanksgiving extravaganza.
Yeah, and every day there's a different post out on Instagram, so you can go back and look. So if you're listening to this on Wednesday, go back and hit our Instagram up and look and see which posts we have and comment. We would love to see what your bands or your songs of choice are. I also like it too because we end up finding some new music from people.
Yeah.
So it's super nice to see those things and to read people's comments and interact with each other. So.
Yeah, so we hope you, if you're listening to the show and you hear a question or something you really want to talk about, shoot over to Instagram or Facebook or, you know.
Tag your bands in it.
Yeah, tag your bands in it. Leave us a post. Most importantly, man, go over to the website. If you don't know how to get to our anchor page where our podcast is actually hosted from, you can go over to the website or you can get it on our bio. We have the link. You can get it there.
Yeah, Linktree. We've got a Linky. Is that what it's called? Linktree?
Linktree? I don't know.
Whatever. But it's on our Instagram. You can head right over there and it'll take you right to it.
Or you can go over to the podcast page. And if I'm not mistaken, there's a little button at the bottom that says, leave us a message.
Yes, please leave a message. If you are the first person to leave us a message, we will mail you a sticker.
I'll mail you two stickers.
Yeah, there might even be more surprises in there. You never fucking know over here.
Yeah, leave us a message and
we'll send you a prize.
And tell us who you are and we'll figure out where you're at and we'll send you something.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the sticker giveaway challenge for a voice message.
Yeah.
Yeah, so stick around with us. We'll be back in a minute, guys and girls, for the second half of the show after the paid advertising of us talking about Anchor.fm. You know the deal. Just listen and help us earn another penny or two on our show.
I need bubblegum, bitches.
I need a Reese's Cup. Bad. And we're back. I kind of like that music.
I fucking love it. We jam out every time we play it.
Yeah. It's
our little heads are just bopping away over here.
Yeah. It's good. So it's time for that Rock It or Block It segment, the most dangerous game of Would You Rather ever. And believe me, today it gets dangerous.
I'm a little nervous about the one you picked.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That creepy voice is back. Oh, babe. I love when he tells me I came up with yours when I was sleeping. And I'm like, how'd that happen? But you don't sleep.
Came to me in a vision.
Wow.
Yep. A vision from a demon.
Oh, no. I don't want that one.
Yeah.
Should we start with this one that we put out on Instagram?
Yeah, so this week on Instagram. On the Grizzyam.
So, yeah. So, the Rock It and Block It that we posted last week was this choice. So, would you rock or block meeting your favorite fictional character or meeting your favorite musician or band?
So, yeah. I was surprised at the number of people. Of what they, you know, they went with.
We had lots of responses. So thank you to everybody who replied to that. We had, I think like half a dozen maybe, which for us, that's a lot. So we'll take it. Thanks. And you and I being two of those people, even better.
Right.
We had four other people.
Yeah. So what it boiled down to is, you know, for me, okay, so there were some questions that came out. Somebody asked if, could they be alive or dead?
Yes, that was a question.
So,
and we said either. We didn't care.
Yeah. You know, whatever musical person, live or dead, you can meet them. So that was cool. So what would you pick? So
I picked Chevelle straight away. I didn't even have to think about it.
Okay. So instead of going with a fictional character, you went with band.
Because Chevelle, to me, they're one of my favorite bands. And I would love nothing more than to meet them. I have seen every time they've been in North Carolina or anywhere close enough, Virginia, I have gone to see them in concert. And my paths have never crossed with theirs before. So I think they should. And I don't have a lot of money to do like the backstage pass or the VIP stuff. Though I would love to.
Right.
It's just a lot of money.
It can be. It can be.
So they are the one band that I just would love.
Over fictional character.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was your choice?
Fictional character.
Yeah, you didn't even think about it. Because you said band was more attainable.
Well, yeah, because it's tangible. I've met a lot of bands. I've met a lot of artists. Yeah, I know you have,
but I didn't. I met Crossfade. I mean, no offense to them. They were great. But that's who I met. I won a radio contest, and I met Crossfade.
Well, I mean, that's cool. But see, that's my thing. Meeting a band, like, I'm like, would I rather, like, if I could have one or the other, like.
But I want to dry hump Pete. You'd probably be like, no. I'm just kidding. I really don't. I love Pete. He's my favorite.
I know.
He's just the cutest little man. I want to put him in my pocket. I just do.
I don't know if he wants to be put in a pocket, but.
Well, that's probably why I've never met them. They're like, oh, hell no. That
Nobody crazy. Puts Pete in a pocket.
Nobody puts Pete in a pocket. He's just cute. I'm not dry humping.
I love Chevelle, too. Chevelle's one of my top rated bands. But for me, it was fictional character, mainly because bands are a reality. Like, there are attainable, tangible things to meet a band, but like, I could never meet like Vader or.
Is that who you picked?
It would either have to be Vader or Prince Vegeta. And that's a cartoon character. So like, even more unattainable.
So you'd have to become a cartoon character.
That, or you'd have to become real. Yeah. But you see where I went with that.
Yeah, he's like Pinocchio.
I'm a real boy.
That's so creepy.
Hey, look at me. I'm a real boy.
So weird.
Yeah, it kind of is.
People had good answers, though. We had variations of, well, actually, a lot of people.
Most people pick bands.
Yeah. We had.
I think that's because to them, there's a reality in meeting a real person. Like, it's something. Maybe it's because, I know Grant picked Freddie Mercury.
He did, which is a great pick.
Oh, it's a great pick. I mean, like, if I was going to meet somebody, that would be super cool to meet Freddie Mercury. But, you know, you think about it, it's something that's tangible, something that's kind of real to you. So I could see why people pick that. But like I said,
And given that he's passed, it would be awesome to have met him. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's a good pick.
I would never fault anybody for wanting.
My child picked Tyler Durden, which is the guy from The Fight Club, Brad Pitt's character.
Oh, yeah.
I had to look that shit up because I didn't know what the hell it was.
Oh, my God. That's terrible, yo.
I mean, I've watched The Fight. I just don't remember names of people. I asked her why, but she didn't reply back.
He's Tyler Durden.
Yeah. Duh. She loves that movie.
That movie's fucking excellent.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a great movie.
But I thought those were good answers.
Yeah, those are. There's a lot of good thought into it. I mean, you know, you think fictional character band and you just kind of rip off an answer, but at the same time, are you really thinking about, you know, what it is?
I just don't think there's a fictional character I care enough to meet. Well, see, I mean, you have a huge love of Star Wars and all of those things. So for you, and then,
yeah, I think most of my favorite bands I've met. I've met Emery. I've sat and talked with them. I met Under Oath. I've sat and talked with them. I had dinner with a couple of the guys from Under Oath. It's just, you know, I've had the chance to meet people. I've met.
Babe, were you a groupie?
No, I mean, it's just, like when you go places, like. When I met Emery, it was, they were doing their, like, they do the Bad Christian podcast.
Yeah.
So they were doing like a podcast, a meet and greet and all that. I mean, it was like $50 extra.
That's crazy.
And it wasn't just like, oh, I get to meet you. We hung out. They did an acoustic set. We sat around. I mean,
that's awesome.
It was like up. And then after all that was done in between the sets, we didn't go outside and wait for the show to start. We stayed inside with them.
Yeah.
And we continued to mingle, so to speak.
That's awesome.
And it just so happened, like Under Oath, they played when they did their Rebirth tour. They played a show in Charlotte where we went and saw them. We went to, I can't remember the name of the restaurant right there by the railroad tracks, but we went there to eat and they ended up coming there to eat too.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's just always by chance, or I used to work
shows. You saw that guy too, that one time in Disney.
Yeah. Aaron Gillespie. He plays Under Earth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Drummer.
Yeah.
And we saw him and Ron, my oldest son, got a picture with Aaron.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's always by chance. It's just how we lucked out. And then, of course, I used to work a lot of concerts, you know, merch booths and backstage stuff, sound, setting up stages. I just got out and did those things.
Yeah, so. That's fine. Yeah. It's good for you, though. That's awesome. Yeah, not me. I had to pay for mine.
That's all right. through this podcast, we'll meet Chevelle.
I'm just going to keep bugging them. Eventually, yeah. They'll let me.
A matter of fact, our clip this week is going to be you talking about meeting Chevelle.
Good. I'm going to tag his ass in it.
There you go.
Do the dry humping one. No, he probably made me scared by that.
No, I'm doing a dry humping one.
He's married, though, and I am, too. We can't do that. It's okay. Not allowed. That's cheating.
It's always
in the words of Jersey Shore, you're cheating.
All right, so what's your rocket or block it this week?
All right, so my rocket or block it for you is actually, it's not very interesting. I mean, it's interesting, but it's not. I just want to know your answer because you're a movie buff, and Johnny Depp clearly has been in the news here lately.
Yes.
With all that with his crazy-ass wife, ex-wife. I can't even with her.
Seriously.
I can't even.
Seriously.
So my rocker block is, would you rather only watch movies with Johnny Depp or with Adam Sandler? If you had to pick.
Wow.
Because I know that you know.
I like them both.
I know you do. So I thought this would be a little bit difficult for you.
All right, so.
You can watch any other movies, but you can only ever see Johnny Depp movies or you can only see.
What if they're in the same movie?
You can watch that. Because one of them's in it.
Okay.
Are they ever in movies?
No.
Oh, I didn't think so. Look at me. I'm like,
I don't think they've ever done a movie together.
We can work it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Oh, that's tough. It's going to be, man, that's really tough because I love Adam Sandler movies. Like, I live off his comedy. But I love Johnny Depp movies because he's in the movies I like, you know? Like,
yeah.
Adam Sandler movies I watch because of Adam Sandler.
Sure.
Mainly because he's just a character, like the Hubie Halloween movie that just came out on Netflix. Uh-huh. It's not like one of the greatest movies ever by no means. It reminds me of early Adam Sandler movies like Waterboy and Billy Madison. But it's because of him. It's his acting. But with Johnny Depp, he's in good fucking movies.
Yeah,
like Pirates
and
of the Caribbean.
His range of movies that he's in is so broad.
So I'm gonna go with Johnny Depp. Because, you know, Johnny Depp's the man. I mean, he's man crushes.
Yeah. He kind of is. Yeah, I would go with that, too. That's also my pick, if I had to pick for that one. He's got such a broad range of movies. Adam Sandler movies, I like him, but after a while, you're kind of like, okay, they're all kind of similar. I feel like you get a bigger range of movies. Plus, I love the Alice in Wonderland ones. So I can't not watch those, really.
And that's my thing. I don't think I could live without, like, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, those were so good.
Or, you know, Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, I've not seen that yet, babe. We got to watch that one.
Yeah, we'll watch that.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. I kind of figured that was going to be your choice, but at least, you know, wanted you to at least think about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Big time, yeah. So what's yours for me? That you thought about in your sleep. Weirdo.
Okay, this is a fucking good one.
Oh, no. I'm about to use some brain power on this one.
You won't have to use any brain power because this is nasty.
Oh, no.
This is great.
What are you doing to me?
So it has to do with the complexion of your face. You ready for this?
Yes.
Rocking or blocking, one or the other. Would you rather have the skin, perfect young skin for your entire life, but have to rub your poop on it every day to maintain it, or have the face of a 75-year-old wrinkly, but never have to poop again?
I have no words for you.
Now, that is how you rock it or block it, people. That's a would you rather. Tell me what you think.
That hurts my stomach that you even thought about that in your sleep. Good grief. All right. Oh, gosh. Well, actually, I don't mind pooping. And the reason I don't mind pooping is because it takes up time at work. Just kidding.
No, I don't blame you, man. I'm a poopaholic.
Why do you think I play all my zombie games when I'm in that bathroom? I'd have to, poop on my face. Can I wipe it off?
Yeah, it's like a mask.
It's like a moisturizer. It's a mask.
It's kind of like a poop mask. That's how you keep your face young, because you rub poop on it.
Oh, there are things. There are places that they'll put poop on you.
That's gross.
Well, that's what I'm picking. I just can't be a 75-year-old woman what if I was 13 and I have a 75-year-old woman skin?
No, I hear you.
Who's 75 that has good skin, though? Let me think about that, though. I don't know anybody 75 that hasn't good skin. I mean, Betty White's kicking it, though. Her skin's glorious.
But she looks amazing.
She does.
And she's not 75. She's like older than 75.
I know, she's hardly wrinkly.
But you know she's got some.
But it could be like the lady that's in like the Adam Sandler movie that gives her the meatballs. It could be her skin. And then you're like, oh, or the lady that's in Something About Mary, Magda, smoking. You know, her skin's really bad. I don't want to look like that. No, I'm going to have to say young skin and rub and poop.
There you have it, guys and girls. She's going to rub poop on her face to have young skin.
Why are all mine like torturous? I can't talk only on Wednesdays. What did I pick last week?
Oh, dude, I don't remember.
I don't fucking remember either. I was like asking you what I ate for lunch today. I have no idea.
Chicken and macaroni.
Oh.
That's what I had for lunch today.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because you bought three frozen meals all the same. You don't have to guess about that. Stupid.
No. So, guys and girls, tell us what you think. Like, seriously, would you rub poop on your face every day?
I like pooping.
Your poop. Ooh, I don't know if I could rub my poop on my face.
Oh, it's my own poop?
Yeah.
You didn't clarify that, and I didn't ask. Ew. Babe.
Well, it wasn't going to be like
rat shit.
What if
it was going to be purified poop?
It is purified. It came out your butthole.
Oh, God. I didn't know it was my own poop. So I have to poop in my hand and put it on my face?
Word.
And it's hot?
Oh, it's hot steamy poop.
I don't know about
Could you imagine that?
No. But I really don't want to be old and wrinkly.
Yeah.
And not poop. Oh. What would you do with the rest of my day?
I'll tell you what. I could probably get a lot more done if I didn't have to go poop every 15 minutes.
Let me ask you, though. But if you're not pooping, where's it going? I'm not going to get fat and have old wrinkly skin.
No, you just digest you just completely digest with no waste, which I always imagine, like, even if you eat the healthiest you can eat, right?
You still have to have waste.
Yeah, you still got waste. Why can't you just, like, if you can proportion your food properly and drink and liquid and all those things.
Your body should absorb what you're taking, what you're giving it.
Exactly.
Well, there must be some shit we're not eating, or really some shit, really, some stuff we're eating that my body doesn't want.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm still going with young skin. I guess I'm rubbing my own shit on my face. That's so fucking weird.
You heard it here first, people. Thanks for joining us for our
thanks for joining us.
Block it.
Stop thinking in your sleep. Don't come up with anything.
When you rub that poop on you. That's what makes you beautiful.
Stupid. It's a new commercial for maybe it's Maybelline. Maybe it's shit. That's what it is now.
Oh,
silliness.
Welcome to our world. This is what she married, people.
I'm all right with it.
So we're going to our Rocksgiving. This is pretty good now. So she dropped the first one Monday, the question about what song or band do you listen to when you're in a good mood. So that was the first one that dropped. We're going to talk about it a little bit. I know if you saw the Instagram post, you saw that she posted that it's a go figure, Chevelle.
Yeah, but they're old school Chevelle stuff, like 2002, 2004 albums.
I got to hit you up on
Vitamin
that because,
R.
Yeah, Vitamin R is like.
Clincher.
Yeah.
The Red.
Oh, yeah. Those songs. Oh, yeah. Those songs are great.
Those are just like my happy. Like, I would imagine like my good mood songs are like, I'm in the car. The windows are down. Beautiful day. I just want to like sing some songs at the top of my lungs and like know the lyrics, like inherently know the lyrics and just get lost in the music. But. Did you see that they responded back to me?
Oh, yeah, they did.
I'm getting closer to Pete every minute. Can't wait.
She's weird.
I'm just going to answer Chevelle for all of these on Instagram so I can just be like, okay, girl, stop.
Stalker much.
Right, exactly. No, but they are. They're just one of those bands. Like, you hear those first couple of notes of some of their songs, and I'm like, oh, this is like good stuff.
And it's kind of like, you know it's Chevelle when them opening riffs hit.
Yeah. So what would you pick? What's your like go-to like good mood?
I'm never
music?
In a good mood, so
oh,
I don't
babe. I'll punch you. Direction?
I don't know. I don't ever think about good mood listening. Like, I'm in a good mood, I just throw music on.
All right, well, what would you listen to?
It's a toss-up because I don't know. It's really tough because... Like some days,
what are you listening to on Friday afternoon when you leave work and you're like, hell yeah, it's the weekend.
Whatever the next song on my playlist
is. Oh my God, babe. You don't put songs in? No, you don't. You just let yourself play.
No, I have one. I mean, I have different playlists when I have real moods. Like I'm angry, upset, or I'm working. There's playlists for that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have on Spotify, you know, every time you hit the like button or the heart button, it builds it into your like songs.
Right, right, right.
So that's what I normally, like when I get in the car, I hit my like songs playlist. So it's got all the songs I like, no matter what it is. Now I will skip songs. Like I will skip songs that are for my angry moods or for this. So it's hard to say because I don't like have a particular band that I go to just because I'm in a good mood. So if I'm in a good mood, it could be, you know, K-pop like BTS or Big Bang. It could be One Direction. It could be trance music, house music. It could be like Steve Aoki. It could be you know, Tiesto, things like that. Or it could be like metalcore music, you know. But if I got a go-to music, like it's going to be Silverstein.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my go-to band. Like now in the past few years, it's going to be Silverstein. Like for some reason, their old stuff has always been excellent. Yeah. But their new stuff is still so good. And I love a lot of other bands, their new stuff. But I think Silverstein is my go-to. So if I'm going to pick a band, it's going to be Silverstein. But if I got to pick one song I'm going to listen to every time when I'm in a good mood.
What is it?
Every time. It doesn't matter. It's not even a long song.
You know? Oh, my gosh. I know what it is.
Do you know what it is?
I think I do. Does it have grape soda in it?
You may be right.
Please be right, because that song is awesome. I remember the first time you played that song for me.
Yeah.
In the car.
Yeah.
And you're I looked at your ass like, what the fuck is this shit?
So if you don't know, there is a song by a man, and his name is Foreknown. And the song is called Footy, Pajama, Pizza, Dance, Karaoke, Party, Go.
Pizza in my hand, grape soda in my bottle. Make it rain, Monopoly money like it's a lot.
Yep, there it is. That's what you heard. That's my go-to song.
He does. And he gets this whole like little like dance look about him too. It's very cute.
Yeah. If you've never heard that song, again, it is Footy Pajama, Pizza Dance, Karaoke Party Go. # at the beginning.
It's good.
It's by Foreknown.
It's entertaining.
Of his Ornithology album. It's fucking excellent. It's great. It's nerd rap. I love it. But yeah, that's my, that. There you go. So I answered the question.
Very good, babe. I'm proud of you. All right. So moving on to our next question. We love covers of songs, especially covers that are like pop songs or something along those lines. Yes. And then they're made into metal. The funniest shit ever, though, to just tell a little story is we're in the car one day and he's listening to this song and it's a cover. And I know the song because it's a pop song that's been remade. And he's looking at me. I was like, this is a cover. And he was like, well, I knew it was, but I never heard the original. And I was like, holy shit. But it was very interesting. I don't remember what the song was.
It's probably most of them.
Was it Adele maybe?
It's absolutely Adele.
Maybe that's what it was. But yeah. It was funny as shit. He was like, I have no idea what the real song is.
Yeah.
He's like, I only know this version.
Honestly, most songs that are covers, I have never heard the original until after I found out it was a cover.
Yeah, which is so funny to me.
Yeah.
Oh, you were playing one the other day, too. I was like, I swear this is a cover of a song because I knew it. And, you know, I don't know all the songs that you listen to, but I knew the song. And I can't remember what it was at this point in time, but I was like, that's a cover, too.
Yeah.
We just look them up. But, yeah, I love me some rock covers, especially when they're good.
Rock covers, yeah. So what is your, what's your favorite cutter? Your favorite cutter?
Right now, my favorite one is, oh, that's tough for me.
So I'm going to go out on a limb real quick before we name our favorite cover song, that my favorite band doing covers right now is Our Last Night. They like specialize in covers. And if you have never heard of the band Our Last Night, you need to go check them out. They've done some of the greatest covers. They've done Lewis Capaldi's Someone You Loved. They've done Dark Horse by Katy Perry. They've even done the Baha Men.
That's the one. That was Dark Horse. Yeah, it was Dark Horse. That's what it was.
Well, I knew Dark Horse was a cover. I mean, I already knew Katy Perry.
No, but I mean that I hadn't heard the cover.
Oh, that you haven't heard the cover.
Yeah, that I hadn't heard the cover. I thought was really good.
They've done some good stuff. And I think one of my favorite is the one they did, Kendrick Lamar's Humble. That shit was banging. I mean, they did such a good job on that cover. And they do a lot. I mean, their band in general is a really good band. Trevor is probably one of my favorite frontmen for vocals, and his brother, they're in that band. They just do a good job. That whole band's good. They do excellent fucking work and got a great DIY setup. But anyways.
So my favorite cover of all time, and I know this is random, but it's a song that makes me happy to listen to it. I love tons of covers. There's a lot of good ones, especially some that are out now. Dayseeker's done a couple that are really good.
Yes.
But my favorite one, and everybody's going to probably give me hell for this one. So you know that 50 Cent sing that Lollipop song?
Yeah.
I like the cover of that.
Who's it by?
Framing Hanley.
Huh?
Framing Hanley. It's right here. Do you want me to play it?
Mm-mm.
No? No. But yeah, that's the one.
Framing Hanley?
Framing. F-R-A-M-I-N-G. Hanley. H-A-N-L-E-Y. First, it's an old cover. Like, it's probably 2000. Like, all that, like, you know, random stuff came out back in the day of, like, Butterfly and all those. But I don't know. Every time I hear that song, it makes me so happy. And
she that's not what I was expecting.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. I love it. it's just a good song.
I don't know. My problem is trying to, because I listen to like an obscene amount of covers.
Yeah, like, you do.
Like when they started doing the Pop Goes Punk volumes, like I was like, dude. You there is no wrong there. Like the Week Came as Romans cover of I Know You Are the Trouble song by Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Is fucking excellent. Probably one of my favorite covers is Confide's cover of Such Great Heights. Now I know a lot of people are like, oh, that's trash, but I was like, dude.
No, it's a good song.
You that was a brute, like for a metalcore kid. That's one of the most brutal, like, I love breakdowns ever. It's just so fucking epic. I mean, I remember, so this is one of those songs, like, so I hung out with all the kids when I was a youth pastor. They're like, oh, you got to check this out. This video is epic. This video is epic. And it was one of these bands who had a lot of Christians, like Joel Piper, who played the drums, is he does worship music now.
Right.
And I was like, dude, this is great, you know? And I watched it and I'm like, holy crap, this song is actually excellent. So there you go. It's a little Such Great Heights.
It's so good.
Because it's this breakdown right here that was just like, it came in and I was like, holy crap. And you're just listening, you're like, yeah, this is good stuff, because they the Postal Service did the actual song. And I'm like, you can't do anything. Like, it's a great song. But then they did a song, I was like, it's good, you know, it's medley, but then it was this right here.
Yeah.
It was that breakdown that sold it for me. So that's one of my favorite covers, but my all-time favorite cover, I meant, you know, come on. My all-time favorite cover.
What? Oh, no, he's laughing.
It's funny because, you know, the first time I heard the original song, I was like, I just don't get it, right? I don't get it at all. And then I heard this. And I was like, holy crap, this sounds so good. Who is this? This is beautiful. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is excellent. And
oh
I didn't,
my gosh.
I never really put the two and two together until I saw the album cover, and it was one of the Pop Goes Crunk.
Nice.
Or Crunk Goes Punk, or Punk Goes Crunk. Yeah. So if you're a metalcore kid or hardcore kid, or you rap and you kind of, or you like hip hop and you kind of know what's going on there, that was the Devil Wears Prada's cover of Still Fly by the Big Timers.
There you go.
Yeah, that's got to be my favorite cover.
That's a good one.
That's got, I mean, it's like, it's hip hoppy, it's metal, it's
craziness.
Yeah, it's
got like everything you love in one song.
Yeah, it's so epic. That's awesome. I think that's why I like Our Last Night's Kendrick Lamar's Humble. That was really good. That was really well done. But this was early. I mean, this was way back.
Yeah. Like
early 2000s, man. So anyways.
Yes.
That was a lot for a cover because I can go on covers all day long.
Yeah, new covers are like your wheelhouse. You do like them and you find them.
I love them. I love them so much. So we'll move on to the next question we want to ask is, what song or band is your go-to workout music?
So mine, I don't even have to think about it, is Freak on a Leash by Korn. I mean, can you? There's something about like the footfalls when I'm running. It's also my go-to. Remember I told you we're driving the car when he tells me to go, I got to go, baby. He told me to go.
Go.
Dude, yes. That's the best drop ever.
Yeah.
I love it. But yeah, it's like my song, like, especially if I'm like, when I used to run races and have marathons and whatever the case was, if that song came on, it was like an instant, like, hell yeah. I'm like getting myself back up. You know, it pumps me up, gets me going. Sometimes I'll hit it on repeat a couple of times just to keep my energy up.
I think mine's Under Oath, and it's the whole album, They're Only Chasing Safety album.
Yeah.
It's because it's got some like really chill moments in it, but it's just, it's constant.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, with Aaron's cleans and then Chamber screams and cleans and Tim playing the guitar, Aaron's on, you know, I mean, it's just the whole album is good. And it's right at the right BPM for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like throughout the tracks to bring you up, bring you down.
Yeah.
Keep you steady. So, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. But, yeah, that would be my choice. I also used to listen to I Will Not Bow by Breaking Benjamin. So, it used to be, like, my thing. I'd write it on my hand before I'd go run races.
Nice.
Like, to get through tough spots and kind of just say, okay, keep it moving. Keep it going.
Yeah, I mean, I can listen to anything heavy when I'm working out.
Yeah.
I can listen to rap when I'm working out.
There's sometimes that when something will come on and you're like, oh, hell yeah, like, I needed this song right now. Like, you don't know why all of a sudden it just shows up in your playlist and there it is. But, yeah.
180 BPM is where you like to be. But, I mean, not that everything I listen to. But there's a steadiness to it, or there's something in your head that kind of calms you when you're doing it too, to kind of give you focus.
Mm-hmm. Find your rhythm, get where you're going.
That's it.
Awesome.
So that was kind of easy.
Yeah, that one wasn't difficult.
No, it's not. It's never difficult.
No.
So what's that one song that hits you? All right, guys and girls.
We're getting deep.
Yeah, this is going to be deep. What's that one song that when you hear it, it hits you right in the heart every time? We'll always love you.
Listen, Whitney. Slow your roll over there.
That's Dolly Parton, homeboy.
Oh, I thought you were doing the Whitney Houston.
Hell, I don't know. They're all the same to me.
It's Whitney Houston.
I will always love you.
Oh, my God. That went too far.
You didn't know you was going to get a show.
No, I got dinner and a show tonight. Damn.
Oh, damn. I did fix your dinner. So you did hell get a dinner and a show.
Right?
Guys and girls, if you're eating food, you got a dinner and a show too.
Woo-hoo. Awesome. Give you dollars.
Oh, what's that one song that hits me? Like, what kind of hit? Like love or anger or sadness?
It could be either. We could do both. We can do whichever one hits in. Okay, you don't want to do both?
No.
You only want to hit in the heart one time? For me, there's some songs that I can, until recently, I could not listen all the way through Dermot Kennedy's An Evening I Will Never Forget.
Yeah.
The long version.
Yeah.
With the furthest, what's it called?
Right.
Oh, couldn't do it. I cried through the whole song.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it. Until recently.
Yeah, that would get you. I don't have like a song that makes me cry. The one song that that hits me in the heart that emotes the most emotion.
Yeah, let's do that. That would be good.
Would probably be Ponytail Parades by Emery. That song, like I am just now to the point where I can listen to it without being like overtaken by like some emotions.
Yeah, it took me a really long time. Yeah. That's how I knew closure and like moving on.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. Like now I can listen to it, doesn't bother me, but there was a long time I could not listen to it.
And both of them are great songs. I mean, God, my
They're so good songs. Yeah, yeah. They're both great songs.
But yeah, so that's I'll go with Ponytail Parades by Emery. Yeah,
okay.
For real.
There you go. Yeah. Awesome.
So, this for me, it's going to be like, I got a ton of them.
I do too, But I have one go-to album that I can listen to from front to back. And yeah, it's so, actually the newer album by 3 Days Grace, believe it or not.
Wow, really? That, yeah. Red album. So this next question, if you didn't catch it, is what album can you listen to over and over and over again?
That would help if we said
again.
That first.
Without ever getting
Guess
tired
what
of
our
it.
Question was. Yeah. We're switching it on y'all. Yeah, so everybody knows that. Oh, the stupid cat got me again, babe. It's like once an episode.
I know.
Me.
I'm telling
she
you. I keep telling her, if you just pop her on the nose one good time every time she does
it. I have been taking her off of me, but I was typing something, and so then that got me.
Yeah, she's not paying attention to actually doing a show. She's just typing.
No, so the lead singer, you know, switched out of 3 Days Grace. He went to, what band did he go to?
Saint Asonia.
Yes, thank you. I can never remember that name. So yeah, he went to Saint Asonia and started that. So they have a new lead singer, 3 Days Grace. We actually saw them in concert.
Yeah, and they were actually really good.
I had seen them since the guys, since they had gotten the new guy that's the new lead singer. So their new album, newish album, came out in 2018, but it's called Outsider. And the minute I heard it, very rarely do I ever find a whole album that I don't skip songs, and I just don't have to skip a song in that whole album.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because,
I love it.
I thought 3 Days Grace was kind of like dead and gone, but she's like, yeah, check this song out. When we first got together, she kept playing this one song, Infrared, which is you'll hear a little bit playing in the background.
Yeah, it was awesome. It reminded me of you.
Remind me of you.
Well, it is. There are like some lyrics in it. I don't know. I just kind of dug it.
Yeah, so she's like, yeah, check this out. And then we went and saw Breaking Benjamin, of course, Chevelle. And
Pete
we saw.
He still don't know I'm there. Yeah, I try every time.
She was screaming really loud, but he was still just.
Actually, I was like, I don't even know if Pete knew he was singing.
Yeah, I think that show he was
fuckered
all,
that show up.
Yeah, he was.
Pete, dude, you got to get yourself together sometimes.
That was a long tour.
That was a really, and it's hot. I mean, can you imagine though? Like you're playing stadiums, which is way different than the intimate stuff that they're used to playing.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So yeah, we went and saw, and 3 Days Grace played. They opened up before Chevelle, and they actually did. The new guy who's fronting them, I think, is really good.
I like him a lot.
Yeah,
his voice is different. Like, it's a different vibe. But I really,
yeah. So cool.
Yeah, I love it. So that whole album's great. There's some just like there's some little ballady songs on there. There's some little bit heavier stuff. It's just a good mix of things. But yeah, Outsider 2018 album.
Yeah, man, my goat. See, I can like name, I can throw off 1,000 albums I can listen to over and over. Not 1,000. I could probably list off 10 albums like right off the rip.
Yeah.
That I can listen to from front to back.
I know Under Oath's got to be one of those on there.
Well, yeah, of course. Lost in the Sound of Silence and Separation.
Yeah.
Which everybody's thinking like, oh, you know, Define a Great Line or They're Only Chasing. My favorite album from Under Oath is literally the Lost in the Sound of Silence and Separation. That's, I don't know what it is.
That's the one they just released, right? From their, is that the live one that we?
Yeah,
we didn't see that one, but
we didn't see that
we
one.
We missed the first one.
That was the one they did at the Observatory, their first
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah.
That first
one. But
live
that's
show.
The one that they just downloaded, though.
Yeah, that's the one they just uploaded. And I love that album, but it wouldn't be that one. I mean, I think front to back.
Like where you don't have to skip a song.
Man, there's a few. Like Dead Reflections from Silverstein is probably right there at the top. The Wise Man's Fear, The Lost City.
Oh, yeah.
That album.
I'm surprised you haven't said them yet.
Well, you know, they just didn't fit any category, really. You know, it's like.
Till now.
Yeah, because, you know, like I love The Wise Man's Fear music, but it's one of those, it's like every day. I listen to them every day.
Yeah, yeah.
But that album, The Lost City, yeah, I have listened to that front to back.
That's their new. Is that their newest one? Or
no,
the other
that
one?
Was their
the
one
before.
Yeah, that was the one right before this. The last one was The Valley of the Kings.
That was good too.
Yeah, that's a good album, front to back. Good album too, really good. But The Lost City is there's something about The Lost City that holds a special place for me.
Yeah.
That and The Castle on the Clouds, the one before that. The Week's End by Emery.
Yeah.
Front to back, fucking excellent. And then Dermot Kennedy's Without Fear album.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's a really good
shit.
Album.
Yeah, that's a great one front to back.
Because there's no songs you skip on it. But I think for me on
no,
on
you'll skip a couple.
Well,
you would like to skip a couple, but you listen to them.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I can listen to it front to back and never get tired of it. But my thing is, it's just the reason I want to skip them because it's kind of, it's got the same feel throughout.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what his next album sounds like because he's been doing some really good different stuff lately.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's tough, but like, I don't have a go-to album. I meant like, oh, geez. it's going to be kind of crazy, but the Creatures of the Night album by Kiss was one of my favorite albums.
That's
back
awesome.
In like, what, 81, 82, I think. I mean, I can listen to the album front and back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy Nights album that they had. And matter of fact, probably one of my favorite albums is Made in the AM by One Direction. That album.
Oh, yeah, you do love that.
That album is really good from front to back. I don't mind it a bit. But sure. Yeah, I'm going to say if like I throw in an album, my go to album front to back is probably going to be, yeah, Lost City by Wise Man's Fear.
I love it.
Yeah. That's tough because awesome. I love music that much. I love albums that much. I love albums. Like in a day and age where people just listen to songs, here or there, I still love albums. I can't wait for like people to put a whole albums. And I'm the
guy. Yeah, we do get super excited about it though.
Yeah, and I'm the type of guy who'll sit down and I'll pop on an album and I'll listen to front to back two or three times to get a feel of it.
Yeah, for sure.
So moving along, what's now, guys and girls, this is tough because we're getting really specific on this one. So what is your most memorable lyric? Not song, not album, not band, but that one lyric, that one line, that thing that goes, zam, that's it. Like, it's so memorable, you get it tattooed on your body.
Word. That was my choice.
Yeah?
Yeah. So for forever, whenever I heard Breach Birth by Chevelle, again, I know. I mean, come on, Pete. Just a little bit. I mean, I have your lyrics on my arm. Just help me out here. No, for like forever, it was kind of like my mantra thing. Like it was just like, keep on this path. Like you're making the right decision for yourself. You're making the right choices for yourself.
Yeah.
It just something resonated. And it's not even in the song in that context, but that just that those words stuck out to me. And the song itself is about like not going into molds and not like being like everybody else is the way I always take that song and kind of do your own thing. And
yeah,
you know, not just be like everybody else.
Yeah.
So hence why I have it tattooed on my arm.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
2 years ago of my tattoo anniversary.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Yeah.
It's 2 years ago and I got that tattooed by Gert, which this is a crazy fucking story. Actually, it is a weird story.
Yeah. We'll get to it.
All right. Ow.
So I'm telling you, thump her on the nose.
Thump her.
So it's hard. It was hard for me to think about the most memorable lyrics because there's a few. I mean, you've got.
And Dermot Kennedy Lost also is my other one.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it reminds me so much of our relationship and.
Oh, yeah.
Our beginning of our relationship. So, I mean.
Yeah, because I was thinking, like, I love Day Seekers from Crooked Soul, where he says, I see a devil inside myself. Yeah. I see a devil in myself. And then he's like, you know, inflicting all the grief that I felt.
Yeah.
That was always a great lyric for me. Oh man, just, and that's kind of new because that one hits me every time I hear it. I think, man, that's it. And there's other ones, you know, Silverstein's Betrayers Never Change. There's a lot of lyrics. I mean, but so for me, it is tattooed on my body as well.
Yes. Your first tattoo.
Yeah, it was my first tattoo. And it's just these simple lyrics right here. By a band I really love a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. I'd rather die for what I believe than live a life without me. And that's what I'm saying. I'd rather die for what I believe than live for life without me. And that's it. That's the lyrics that are on my arm.
Yes, I see them right there.
I mean, it's,
you've had people comment on it.
Yeah.
And it's his whole forearm. So
yeah, it's, if you haven't seen it,
it's pretty big.
It takes up my whole forearm. I'd rather die for what I believe than live a life without meaning. And that is my mantra.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do something that I don't believe in. That's why I podcast, man, because this is what I want to do. I love doing this. And, you know, music is a big part of it. And we may be breaking all the rules tonight. And I don't really give a shit.
Find me.
You know?
Well, not really. Don't do that. Pete.
Mm-mm. No, Pete. Pete, help me out here.
Yeah. No, but we do it because we love him. We're not saying these are our own lyrics.
So, yeah, I got this tattoo.
We don't own this music.
I got this tattooed about a year ago. It's been just a little over a year back last October.
Yeah.
Halloween time.
Yeah. We didn't get any tattoos in Halloween. No, I got two last year.
Well, I'm up
I
in the air.
I got one the year before.
I'm up in the air this year.
I know.
So I've already figured out what I'm going to do, and it's going to be fucking epic. But
yeah.
Anyways, but yeah, so I got my lyrics tattooed by the same guy, right?
That what?
No.
My story is really awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
So my friend Christy and I, this was 2 years ago, my friend Christy and I went down to Ocean Isle Beach, and she wanted to get a tattoo. She had overcome breast cancer, and she wanted to get a tattoo, and so we made an appointment. We went, got down there to get tattoos. Well, Ocean Isle Beach is really small. There's not many tattoo places. And so we went to like probably Yelp or something. I don't even know. But anyways, found a tattoo shop, went over there and talked to the guy. She was a little nervous, a little apprehensive. It's her first tattoo. I get it. She had to go first. She's gotten her, and she wanted one on her ribs, by the way, but which I was like, go for it, sister, dumb. I wasn't going to tell her that's where she wanted it.
Nuts.
So we went to this tattoo shop on Ocean Isle Beach and met this guy named Patrick. And he was super cool dude. Probably the best experience for her to get her first tattoo. Very light-handed, super patient with her. I mean, you're getting a tattoo on your ribs. He would kind of, you know, prep her up. It was awesome. Did I go first? No, I went second because I've already had tattoos, so I didn't even think about it. But yeah, so Patrick does my tattoo.
Yep.
Fast forward.
Yeah, till we
last
meet.
Year, till we meet. And we're talking about tattoos and Ocean Isle because, you know, Keith's from that area.
Yep.
And lo and behold,
me and Pat are like excellent friends.
Yeah.
Like super, super close friends.
Yeah.
And my daughter, one of my daughters, my oldest daughter would watch his kids sometimes.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. And unfortunately, Pat's no longer with us. He died this year.
Yeah.
And in a car accident. And it sucks.
Yeah, it really does.
But yeah, you know, Pat was cool. And it was kind of cool because, you know, she's like, hey, you know, this blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, me and Pat are like bros, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. But what a cool connection for you and I to have.
Yeah,
unbeknownst to each other that we would even have a connection with him. You know what I mean? So, you know, crazy shit happens, man, when your paths cross and you start, keep on this path. That's my tattoo.
So does.
So there you go. But I always thought that was interesting. It's a kind of a cool little story.
I don't know if this next question is kind of like the song, like the one we did earlier where it's like the song that hits you in the heart. What's the song that has the most meaning to you?
We can skip it. Just
yeah, we'll skip that one. We'll just like, we're doing a podcast on the fly, people. Cross that shit out.
We actually do have a fucking list though.
Yeah, like,
we are prepared.
Yeah, we're literally, I have a Word document with questions typed
up. Who are we?
I have no idea. So here's the last one. Because there are songs that mean something to you, but then there's songs that get you through points. Like, you know, like we said earlier, the Ponytail Parades is that song that has caused me the most emotions. But what is that one song that got you through your roughest spot? I mean, like, it's the song you went to every time that made, no matter if it was a sad song, a happy song, an angry song, but it was the song that when you was in a clinch, when you were in a pinch, it got you through those moments. Like, it didn't matter what it was. It could be a cathartic type of feeling. Like you listened to a heavy song because you were mad and it made you feel better because there was this cathartic like process to it. Or it was a super happy song. Like you listened to this song because it made you feel better. Like whatever it was that got you through the roughest spot. What was that song for you?
So mine is actually a Three Days Grace song. It's an older song. Mm-hmm. It's called Get Out Alive.
Get Out Alive.
So when I was kind of at the end of my marriage and I was contemplating what was best choices for me, this was like the one song I listened to on repeat. The part that hit me the most was basically like, don't regret decisions you make. Get the fuck out alive.
And then mine was this one. Aquamarine. This is the acoustic version, but this was the song that I went to every time.
Yeah.
Like, it's the song that played over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, when I needed strength, I would listen to my song, like when making decisions or like second-guessing choices or thinking, am I strong enough to do the things that I'm doing or getting ready to do? That was a song I listened to over and over time.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Can you fast forward that a little bit? Because I want them to hear the like one part.
I don't know where to fast forward it to.
Just wait.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff in there, and you know,
yeah, it was good, but it's like each there's one from like a guy's version in the first part of the song, then there's a woman's version in the second part of the song. And basically, the whole idea of the song was like, get yourself out of situations mm-hmm. that you need to get yourself out of. So,
yeah, it's just songs
it still gives me power. Like I still listen to it now. I used to get upset with it before, but now it's like hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just those, and it's the parts of the songs, like she said, like, this part was it. Like,
yeah.
You know, you listen to the words and you're like, holy shit, this is. And it's just those moments and songs.
Something that you connect with or something that just gives you the strength sometimes to move yourself through that little tough spot.
Yeah, it's just moments and songs that bring it.
That's the beauty of music. That's why I fucking love music. Music's like the poetry. Like, you know, people dig poetry. They find stuff that they love. But for me, it might not even be a whole song. It might be pieces of songs that for some reason, all of a sudden you're like, holy shit. Like, I totally get that. Like, it's like it's talking to you and you just feel it to like your very being.
Yeah. So it's
fucking love music.
Yeah. It's an excellent way to kind of find yourself. It's an excellent way to express yourself.
Yeah, and they have a way with words that necessarily you don't have, that you can't vocalize or that you can't put the way that they put it, but damn if it doesn't hit you right when it does.
And the funny thing is that songs are written with certain intents from the artists themselves. And you will see it or hear it or use it a different way than they may intend it. And that's great because that's what art is. Art isn't... Just because the artist says, well, I intend this song to be a sad ballad that breaks your heart, but yet you hear it and
it's like a fuck you bitch song.
Or it's like, I love you song.
Yeah.
You know, it could be a number of different things. It's just,
well, that's like Rapture. When we were listening to that Under Oath thing, Rapture for the longest time, I thought was a song about sex.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think entirely it was, but I mean, watch that whole thing about the major songs and they're like, no, it straight up doesn't have anything to do with sex. Yeah. But now I want to know what it really has to do with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing drugs, but I'm not sure.
I think there's a mix of
with addiction, right?
Well, yeah, Spencer did. Yeah. And well, it's just like Outkast song. Hey Ya.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it sounds so.
Yeah, when you told me this, it blew my mind.
But it's a breakup song.
Yeah, when you listen to the lyrics, it totally
is. It's a total breakup song, but you don't feel that because you see it, shake it, shake it. I'm over here doing it. That's why I'm white people and non-talented. But but yeah, I mean, you're like all over it. But
maybe you need Mike. I bet that's why.
That's what it is. I don't
you're
have
missing Mike from Black Brackets to be your backup and to fill you in.
But yeah, I mean, you think about... You think about a bunch of songs like that. I mean, think about it. You're riding down the road, right? And you're just chilling and you're like, oh, Outkast comes on. Oh, it's Hey Ya. And you're just shaking right along and you don't think about
no, that what has it's saying anything because- to do with. And you sing the songs, like everybody knows the lyrics. I don't know them off the top of my head, but I know when the song's on.
Yeah.
But you would have no idea that that's a breakup song. When you told me that, I was like, holy shit, it really is.
Yeah. I mean, it's. You know, it's like, my baby don't mess around because she loves me so. This no faux show.
Get it, babe.
But does she really want to, but can't stand to see me walk out the dough? Don't try to fight the feeling because the thought alone is killing me right now. Thank God for mom and dad for sticking together like we don't know how.
Yeah.
Like, think about that.
Yeah.
Like, he's focusing on his mom and dad's relationship, you know, hanging through it, but we don't know how to do it.
Yeah. That's interesting.
You think you've got it? But you just don't get it when there's nothing at all. We get together, but separate's always better when there's feelings involved. I mean,
that's interesting.
Know what they say, it's nothing lasts forever.
Yeah. That's so funny. And it's such an upbeat song that you would never guess it's really what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just what it is. And
but that's the beauty of music though.
Yeah.
That's what's so great about it. Yeah.
Come on, guys, girls. I mean, you know, you don't think about breaking up with somebody when you're like, shake it, shake, 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 shake it.
Oh, there's dance
like a Polaroid.
God, dinner, a movie, and you're dancing for dollars. Holy shit, babe. It's like the trifecta up over here.
Oh, my God. Anyways, guys and girls, we've done this shit too long tonight.
Eh, who gives a shit? It's our show. We do what we want.
Too long. But we glad
you... I mean, give some thanks for music.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, give a shout out. Post something on Instagram just shouting out to your band. Even if they don't say anything back, let other people know what you listen to. Hey, tag us in your Instagram post saying, hey, this is the band we love the most, and tag us in it. And we'll shoot a shout out.
Check out music. Yeah.
Oh, we'll yeah. And if you're listening to music that we haven't talked about, shoot us over, because I know Mike at Whack Brackets. Scissor fight.
I was not surprised to see that as his answer choice when he shared that with us.
But, Truck Fighters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Scissor fight. But, check it out. We're glad you're checking out the show. We're glad that you're hanging out with us. We're going to cut this one off and say thanks to everybody who stuck around and checks out our show. There's other shows out there. Beazel Boys, check them out. We were just on an episode that should be coming out next week.
Yeah, yeah.
And guys and girls, falling off waterfalls.
Living life loud and bold, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, TLC said it best. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
That's like my girl's song. We listen to that.
Yeah.
Poorly. We sing it bad, too.
That's right. So live life like me, loud and bold, stupid and crazy.
And mediocrity is not an option for us, and it shouldn't be for you.
Absolutely not.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Eat some turkey.
Thanks for listening to the Rock Hippie Podcast. While you're out there, go check out our Instagram page. We're on Twitter, Facebook as well. Check us out at www.rockhippie.com. We'll see you next time. That's some good shit right there.
Right? To hear y'all? I don't know. What do we do in a podcast, people?
See you.
We're happy to see you.
I want to be anti-establishment and cultural when I say, you can't see us, but we can see you.
That's creepy, babe. It's like that little picture. You remember that meme that's been going around of our governor with the little mask on looking at people's windows at Thanksgiving?
I'm watching you.
Little baby Cooper.
I'm watching you.
Looking in the window.
Hey, guys and girls, I'm watching you. I'm watching you. Are you being safe at Thanksgiving?
Wear your mask
when you eat your turkey. We're going to show up at your house and give you a fine for not wearing your mask with your family.